What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host who's back.
Heart of War. And across the table, we got Red Sonja.
Matadora Roja. Who's back, too?
AK, Sherry Arnold.
Hello.
And across the boards, we got Producer Chris. Welcome, Producer Chris.
Hello.
AKA White Walker, AKA The Bald One, AKA Mr. Callahan.
AKA, look at these motherfucking blue eyes. AKA, I used to own slaves, motherfuckers.
AKA Nazi.
Oh. Oop, I wasn't going to go that
kidding.
Far.
No, just kidding. Yeah, that's a bit far.
Damn. So,
what's popping, guys?
Interesting. Well, fake news is being popping.
Fake weather news.
I mean, to what extent, man? I mean, it was first, you know, regular news. Now it extends to the weather, too.
Yeah.
So, Anderson Cooper, you're a dipshit.
Yeah. I'm going to go stand in this ditch.
Yeah. You mean I'm going to go kneel on this ditch?
Yeah. Well, you know, they've done this before. Like, there's been some others. Like, Jim Cantore got busted years ago during a hurricane. Like, you know, standing in water. It was chest deep kind of thing. And, like, somebody, you know, come walking by or riding a bicycle by. Yeah. You know, that kind of shit. It's always kind of happened. Or somebody else, they had a sign that was behind them that was wobbling during the shot.
Yeah.
And then somebody was walking by and took a picture, and they actually had one of their assistants on the crew down there, like fucking jacking the sign and wiggling it, you know, leaning down out of frame. So it was like, come on, guys. It's bad. It's bad enough. You don't need to, you know, blow it up, make it worse.
What, man? They just want, like,
they're trying to get sensationalized. Yeah. Make
it. It's so crazy. Just because it looks that way doesn't mean it's that way. These guys are fucking
See, now you don't know what's real and what's not.
You don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. I mean, there's 15 deaths already in the storm.
Sources say.
So, and a lot of them have been, the biggest one was the mother and the infant that got killed by the tree that fell. Somebody got killed.
Did it really happen, or is that fake news too?
Yeah, no, it really happened.
How do we know for sure?
Because the fire department posted some pictures of them praying underneath.
How do we know that was an actual fire department from recently?
I don't know. I'm going off of just, you know.
There's a lot of that shit, man. You know, I see.
I believe
person,
nothing.
This person posted this video of this tomb, a motorcycle cop and this regular guy who's on a motorcycle that crashed, right? And like the motorcycle cop is like on the ground, and the white guy's like trying to push him off, and this person was like, or I mean, and the dude was trying to push him off, and this is like in some other country, and then the cop gets up, the guy gets up and like opens up a baton and bangs the civilian dude in the head with a baton, and then he takes the cop back down again and starts beating him. He's like, what the hell, you know? And it looked like it was two motorcycles crashed together. One just happened to be a cop and one happened to be a civilian, and the cop was pissed. Anyway, this guy was like, yeah, you see, this is, you know, white cops picking on, you know, brown or black people and da da da, so on and so forth. You know, this is why people are kneeling in America and blah, blah, blah. And like the very first comment was like, this is not even in America. This is like some other country. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll own that. But, you know, I mean, it's still, you know, it's a situation. I was like, this situation is everywhere in the world.
Yeah. Okay?
And you can't say that it's 100% all white cops. Well,
I also saw a post from, I think it was from China, because he had some, it looked like Chinese lettering on the post. And it was this plane that was going like this. And it was trying to land, and it was really close to the ground. And all of a sudden, it does like a 360 and somehow managed to overcorrect. Yeah. The plane was all white. When they show the footage of the plane, you know, already parked, it had like stripes, like yellow and pink. And I'm like, that's not the same fucking plane. I'm looking at the comments, and the first comment was, fake news, not even the same plane. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they did that. That, you know, one of the biggest ones. I remember last year there was one that people were really sharing and happy about, and it showed a husband and a wife who had shot a lion and who were setting up their camera to take a picture of it.
And the other lion,
and then the other lion came, charged them, and, you know, killed them off camera. And everybody's like, "Yeah, see, this is what happens." Yeah, that's all. Those two people own a production company. That's what they do. They make videos like that. You know, kind of just viral.
So it was supposed to be like a phony video or something? Or
no, what? It was just, I think it was just a viral test.
Viral video.
Yeah, just a viral test. But people were using it like, yes, this really happened. This is what should happen to all, you know, hunters. Da 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 da. And it's like, yo, this shit's fake as fuck.
I mean, oh, it's on. Like those two students that made that CGI Falcon carry off a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, and then the one that, like, the Falcon that came and drops the fucking snake off in the, you know, person's lap shit. You know, it's all that shit. That's fake. Unless it's on America's Funniest Home Videos, then I believe it.
Why?
That shit shot on camcorders.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's so funny. Like, you can't even believe visually what you see on the news, like legit news anymore. How can you believe anything you read?
Well, sure. It's getting even worse. I mean, Rogan's talked about it a few times. Pretty soon, you're not even going to be able to believe what you hear.
Well, you were saying that he caught some heat this week, right?
Yeah, he caught some heat because he posted something, and it wasn't even really anything bad. It was more just a questioning of what's going on in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So the news reports of South Africa, basically, they are taking the land. They basically, if you are a white South African, mm-hmm. you are not entitled to any land.
Because
you're white. Okay. So, new government kind of thing. So, they're giving it all back to the Africans.
So, there are no white Africans?
No. But they're killing the farmers. They're basically razzing their lands. They're fucking raping their children. They're killing them. They're killing their wives. I mean, there's like five farmers a day are getting murdered.
Or holy week, shit.
Some shit. Like, it's nutty. But a lot of people are, you know.
Now, do we know that this is a fact? Who's reporting? Is it CNN?
No. There's been some people who live there, who are farmers, who've been posting pictures of what's going on and what's happening.
Well, how do we know it's true?
Well, you don't. I mean, unfortunately. Unfortunately, nowadays, man, you really... Where are you going to believe? You tell me a source that you can find that you can trust 100%.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, there's just not. Unless you physically see it yourself with your own eyes, you just have to.
Unless it's on Facebook, because you know if it's on Facebook.
Oh, that shit's real.
It's real.
Yeah. Yeah, so Rogan posted something about it, and a lot of people came out of the fucking woodworks just bashing it, talking about, you know, no, there's no white genocide. You know, that's not what's happening. You don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he actually kind of backpedaled a little bit, which I was kind of disappointed. I was like, oh.
Why did he backpedal? I thought he was just asking a question.
He was, but then I read a little bit of his comments. I can't remember them word for word, but it was kind of like, hey, you know, sorry, I'm just kind of asking. And I've been like, why are you saying sorry? Fuck that. You know?
He was apologizing for asking a question. Huh. Interesting. Normally he'd be like, you know, fuck you. Or he wouldn't even respond at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't waste his time on that shit normally. Yeah.
So I was a little kind of like, come on.
Interesting.
The Illuminati got him.
What?
What?
Yeah, well, between that and then fucking... Alex Jones said he was a fucking CIA op.
Bert said that we can believe The Onion.
Almost. Damn near, almost.
The Onion was like the original fake news, but...
They were trying to be funny, though.
They are funny, because you can kind of almost believe it, that people are that dumb. But no, it's really bothersome that you can just write anything and like put it up there and no consequences. Zero. Like, and they pass it off as real shit. Like, this is the difference, right? So, like, we don't pass any of our shit off as real stuff. Like, we're like, hey, listen, guys. Fact check us. We're not a news source. You know, we're just some dudes and a chick sitting here bullshitting with each other.
Telling
you what we heard and what we think about certain things with the information that's presented to us. But we're not news. Now, these other people, they have a responsibility. When they have millions and millions of followers and they present themselves as a news source, they need to make sure that they do their due diligence and make sure the shit's correct, and not to have bias in their, not to be biased in what they say. But there's not one damn source out there that's not biased. They all have a skew. They want it to read a certain way so that they can get more views.
Everything seems political nowadays.
It's 100% political.
It's like even the weather. So, I mean, look at it. You know, you had Anderson Cooper. Then you had the other moron that was pretending like the wind was taking him. And then you see these two bros with the cargo shorts walking behind him.
Flip-flops and shit.
Yeah. It's like, bro, come on. That's unnecessary.
And he's still going at it like, fighting the wind.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like, whatever.
It's like, bro, you're a good actor, dude.
I think we should start our own network. FNN.
We should start our own network. We should start a little fake mini video network.
Yeah.
So we started doing, for the gym, shooting like little mini videos.
Yeah.
for like techniques, right? Well, you're the guy who's shooting it.
Right.
So I'm telling for other people. You know. He's like, yeah, yeah, we're shooting videos. Really? Is that what we're doing? You're holding the camera, motherfucker. You're holding the camera. But like in a lot of technique videos, it's so freaking dry and boring. Like you don't even want to finish. You're like, this is the triangle choke from the guard. You know what I mean? It's like this lame, put your hand. But we should do some and just like have fun with it. Like just make it like a jokey version of it. So people
on Friday, you seem to be having fun with it.
I think we had fun with it, right? Yeah.
You had a lot of energy. Well, look at the brains on this guy. Oh,
this guy's got a lot of brains. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Zombie. #zombie.
He did have some energy until the end of the night.
Yeah, then he got hangry.
Yeah, then he got a little hangry.
I gotta go! Yeah. I can't deal with you motherfuckers.
I can't deal with your motherfuckers. I'm hangry.
Well, my feet. Well, then, you know, I also gotta go home and take care of my mom, and my job's not done until fucking way late, you know? So, I mean, I gotta go. I gotta go.
He won't have none of it. He's like, we're done with class. I'm out of here.
Yep.
Sometimes.
You guys wanna stay? Cool. Luck up.
Sometimes it's like that.
Turn off the lights.
I don't mind. Yo. Don't put your gear on the desk, and I'm good. Put everything away.
Don't leave your shoes. Don't put your drink on the desk.
Put the drinks in the trash. Not the little trash. The big trash.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so, yeah, going back to what I was saying.
I joke, but I'm serious, too.
We should do the fake news network.
We should do that. We should shoot that video, and then we should shoot another video. Some sort of, like, spoofy deal.
We need a green screen. That's what we need.
We have a green screen. It's called a white wall or a black wall.
No, you need it.
You need a green screen.
Yeah, you need a green.
Okay, well, you know the one where the Okihana or whatever is on? We'll turn that one. Oh, you know what? In the back room.
Dude, that's hot as fuck.
It is pretty hot. Ain't lie. No lie, though.
You'll be sweating your balls off.
The changing room is kind of hot, though. I'm just going to be honest.
Nothing you can do about
open
that.
The door. And the lighting is awful, too.
Well, the problem is if you open the door, you're not going to cool that off. You're just going to suck all the cold air from the gym right out.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Glad I got smarter people around me.
Because the problem is that room that's built, it's not sealed. It's not air sealed along the roof line.
It is absolutely not.
So all the hot air is up there flowing out, which will form a vacuum, and it'll just pull everything out of the gym and out.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Okay. So
that's why I normally try to keep that door closed.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to keep
it. But, I mean, all you got to do is get a green sheet. You can tack it on the wall.
You can get a green sheet. We can do that.
Yeah.
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 I could do green. I could put like green curtains all the way up over there that you could have like, you know, the beach or some shit behind you. Except on that wall.
No, we need that, but we also need a desk. Wow. We also need like a jacket and a tie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't need that shit.
Yeah. Man. No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it right. We're going to spoof it real good.
Can we do like a, what's it called? Like animation? Jacket and tie.
You and your fucking animation, bro.
God, yeah, that'd be so cool.
It's like you don't understand that costs money. Do you have the money to pay for it?
Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's learn animation, Wallow.
Yeah, let's do that.
let's figure it out.
Let me enroll in college.
Yeah. Is there not an app for that? What's up?
Let's try it out.
Yeah.
What's up? Where's the app for that, people?
Yeah, talk to Apple, bro.
They got FaceSwap app.
They have the $1 trillion FaceSwap company. App.
There's already one of those.
Yeah.
I know. I know. And then, like, face swap our faces out and do some stuff.
We don't.
Did you see Apple's announcement this week?
About the new phones?
Yeah, the three new phones. Did you see it? That it's sexist?
Three new phones?
Why is it sexist?
It's sexist because the bigger phone is too big for a woman's hand who needs to be able to handle the phone in more of a safety situation.
Oh, what, it's like God. A tablet?
No, it's just a bigger. It's just bigger than the 10.
But, Jesus Christ.
But a professor at one of the colleges went on a whole tirade on her little blog about how Apple is sexist because the phone is too big for your standard woman to hold.
Okay, and so was this professor a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
All right.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. How about that? You don't like it?
So much
buy a smaller
buy a
phone.
Smaller phone.
Oh, man. What the fuck are we coming to nowadays?
Everybody's outraged.
Yeah, about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, over a fucking phone?
Got to get those karma points, bro.
I don't even understand what that means.
Well, it's like, you know, got to get, it seems like the more outrage you could be, you get these like social points in your little circles. And then
I'm so sick of all of it.
I have no idea. I mean, whatever. But yeah, I read that and I was just like, are you, you're, you're fucking serious, aren't you? This isn't a parody. You're not spoofing. You're legit fucking saying that these phones
about this shit.
Yeah, that these phones are sexist because they're big and that a woman needs to be able to hold them because they are in more dangerous situations than a man.
I thought women like bigger things.
I guess, but not phones.
Sherry, do you want to weigh in on this situation? I mean, that's why you're here, right?
I mean, my logic is don't buy the phone.
Yeah, because you can buy the...
That would be logical. Yeah.
Oh.
Out of the three phones...
You're a normal person. Yeah. My normal person.
I don't like Apple anyway, so... I go with Samsung.
No, that's cool.
That's why I don't text
her. And I can hold in my hand.
I don't text her because she comes up green.
Green.
Oh my God.
If you're not blue, screw you.
Yeah. we're team blue over here.
Yeah.
If you don't do blue, we don't do you.
But the problem is it is because we tried Samsung's a couple years back. We went from the Apple, we went to a Samsung. It is such a pain in the ass to try to use the text message function that you've been using. Like all your prior conversations are shot.
Right.
And then you want to switch back. And it's like, it's a fucking nightmare. So it's like, no, I'm good with Apple.
Well, I was the same way. You know, I was always had a Samsung phone. You know, I had the Note 2. Then I went to the 5, then the 7. Mm-hmm. Then the 7 started blowing up. And I started reading about some of the features that I needed for, you know, camera work or whatever. I'm like, you know what? Let me try the iPhone. And I always hated on the iPhone. Because, you know, I just...
It's a dummy phone.
It's... You know, those Uber iPhone fans, I can't stand them.
Yeah.
You know, I like the phone, but I'm not, oh, well, this is better than everything else. It's not that it's better. It's just that it fits your lifestyle and what you want to do with your phone better.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So that's why I always hated on the iPhones. And then I got one. And I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. But I'm still not like, oh, iPhone is better than everything else out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, if the iPhone had... It's stupid. The notification LED. I'd probably go for
bro,
it.
Bro, you have
you
like...
You can turn the light where you, it'll notify.
I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
Your screen will light up and tell you that you have a message.
No, but like sitting... If you're just sitting there,
yeah,
you don't want your whole phone to light up. Like,
oh,
a little, okay, little notification. Like when I'm at work, my boss is always on my ass for looking at my phone. So if I see... I'll have to like look at
yeah,
it all
I know,
the time.
Because you barely snap me anymore while at work.
I can't do shit at work.
Yeah, you snap all the time. Like, yo, this sucks. I'm going to go do something else. I'm like, where?
I can't even work at work. Like, I have to use my phone to make phone calls, and I'm texting the supervisors, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I can't even do that without getting harassed. So
well,
it's like...
you're supposed to be at work working, not on your phone.
I have to use my phone to work.
I understand, but if you're snapping, you're not working.
I'm not even snapping anymore.
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
I can't
even. She doesn't. I get like, for Sherry, I get like maybe 1 or 3 snaps a day. Between that, right?
About not even anymore.
Yeah, at least one, though. I usually get at least one. She checks in on me, make sure I'm not killing anybody.
Aww.
By killing anybody, I mean eating food. She makes sure I eat food.
Okay. Like today, when you got here?
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's playing Koi. He had his George Bush face, and I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. What's the matter, Art?
Nothing.
Why does it look like Robert De Niro when you do that?
Nothing.
It's like a woman saying, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I just think it's funny. Ah, fuck. Here we go.
Yo, what's so funny?
He's like, God damn
it. Because I don't think that shit's funny at all. That's the opposite of funny.
I had to ask.
Yeah.
Did you have to ask? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, put your gun away, bro.
What are you saying, Mark?
Can you speak into the mic?
What are you talking about?
Get comfortable now.
Yeah.
It's hot up in her. It's hot in her.
Yeah.
That's stop playing with your balls, too.
That's why the fan's on
well,
there.
Well, they're sticky, so I had to kind of move them
well,
around.
Well, that's
bit.
Why you wear baby powder, and they won't get sticky.
Do you baby powder your balls?
Mm-hmm.
It's Florida. Balls? It's what? Florida.
Actually, I don't.
You don't?
I don't use baby. I use...
talcum powder.
Yeah.
He uses cornmeal.
So in the so morning, you wake up, you're like,
is that for the
powder
dogs?
Your balls?
No, I wake. I normally do it because I wake up, I fix coffee, breakfast, get everybody up.
You know what it is? I take like 4 to 6 showers a day anyways.
Well, then you just powder up.
No, you're good. What's the problem?
But see, the thing is I'm out in the fucking heat.
Sweating
humidity,
his balls off.
Working, walking around sites, thick grass and all like that. Yeah, if you don't fucking powder up dude, by the time you come home, you got swamp dick. It's horrible.
Swamp dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that thing ain't going to suck itself.
The swamp dick.
He's like, I got to keep it clean.
Well, you find the right person, they'll do it even after. Wait a minute.
No. I don't want to be with that person. That's a dirty person.
Oh, wait.
Come here, baby. Let me suck that sweaty cock.
No.
Oh, wait.
So, yeah. No, you got to powder, bro.
Powder it up, huh?
You got to powder.
Sounds
I mean, unless you
I'm
just,
surprised that you didn't
you got
that.
Like this, like, what's those 1800, you know, powder wig dicks, just fucking just white powder just puffed up against it.
Sure.
Like, you know, if you don't shave and you have like that, you know, like curly, it looks like one of them wigs and then like powdered face and just like a little gonzo nose just hanging out there.
What are you saying?
It's just funny, man. It's funny. It's a funny picture to me.
Cool.
Speaking of, where's that paper and that pen?
I'm glad my powdered penis is a funny
Listen,
picture.
I need to do that thing.
Do you want to do it now?
Well, it's best when I talk and do it at the same time because then my brain, I go, you know, they call it flow state. And I get
here,
the flow
here's
states
the thing.
A couple different
he's
ways.
He's bored by the podcast, so yeah. He's got to find something to do.
I'm not bored by the podcast.
Yeah,
the podcast inspires me, and this is what makes me want to do it.
Okay. Whatever.
Why are you so... Hey, guys, did you know there was a Tom DeBlast seminar that was just yesterday?
Yep.
Damn.
I didn't know they were coming, though, but I saw the pictures.
Thank you, sir. I need a pen. Yes, I know. Thank you. Yeah, man, it was. That's pretty cool.
His seminars are super fast-paced, though. Like, he'll teach something, and then you do a couple of it, and then you move on to something else. And it was, like, super fast-paced. I couldn't even retain anything, but it was... I mean, it was exciting for me because I was just getting into leg locks when I went.
It's almost like one of those things where I swear you should be able to just set up a video camera, just videotape the seminar, go to the seminar, go through it, enjoy it, but have the video going so then that way you can go back and revisit right. The tech.
I don't remember if he allowed that or not.
Usually they don't.
Yeah.
Usually they don't. Usually what they do is you're able to...
You can get my DVD.
You can record yourself doing the drill with your partner, but you cannot record him doing
teaching it.
Mm-hmm. And it was a 3-hour seminar, I think. 2 hours of seminar, and then an hour of rolling.
Okay.
And watching him roll was insane.
I mean, I understand why.
Well, the thing is that like it's you paid the money for that. You know what I mean? And I understand it. You paid the money for the seminar, so you should be able to get the directed. For people that didn't pay the money, they can get it off your video, not directly
right.
from the source.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a value thing, and it's a business thing, and it's really a respect to the people that paid the money for the seminar.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? That's how I look at it the same way. I think that's a good way to think about it.
The problem is, though, is too many people have videotaped, you know, old seminars and then probably put them out, and, you know, so it's burned everybody else. Because if I taped a seminar, like there's been a few we've been to, that I wish we could have taped because I'd like to go. You miss some of the little finer points that they talked about and things like that. And that information's gone. And if I had the video from those, I could go, okay, let me rewatch and skip and right. listen to it and go, oh, that's that little detail that I'm missing.
But there's too many dishonest people out there.
I know.
That took
that's what
that
I mean.
Video and then put it out on the internet.
Assholes ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, they ruined it for everybody.
Well, you know, they'll put it on YouTube and.
Then everybody got a seminar.
Exactly.
So why even pay for this dude to come out? You got all his shit.
Yeah. I'm still wanting to get those Danaher ones, but god damn, that's so much money.
What is it, like $200 for
Well,
them?
This is the thing. Yeah. This is how I look at it. And I actually explained this yesterday. $200, right? So that seems like a whole lot of money. But really, that's $200 investing in yourself. And in that $200, let's say you only learn 2 or 3 moves. Let's say only 2 or 3 moves.
That's a seminar.
It's not a seminar. Only 2 or 3 moves, but those 2 or 3 moves get you taps and taps and taps and stronger positions or saves you from getting tapped throughout your whole career. Really, how much that was invaluable, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the long term, yeah, it's a good investment.
And that's why you do seminars, and that's why you invest in a school and you just don't learn off of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm more interested in his backtake system because he's got a whole backtake system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and Gordon just won Pan Am's dual gold. Yeah,
and still got shit on.
Yeah, I know. It's like, dude,
he can't win.
No.
It's like,
shit on, what do you get shit on for?
Come on,
for winning.
He won all his matches by
submission.
Yeah,
and he's still getting hate. He's like, bro,
who's hating on him? How can you hate on that guy?
People,
AJ.
Well, I mean, of course, AJ is. But AJ, really, I'm gonna tell you something. How I feel about AJ?
How do you feel about AJ?
I feel that AJ doesn't shit on people to shit on people like how you think he is. I think he does it because he really truly wants to get his name out there. He really truly wants to get a certain amount of attention and a certain amount of growth where he's able to sell himself.
So he's Chael Sonning it.
He's playing the heel for sure. For sure. For sure he's playing the heel.
Absolutely. Well, it's worked. I mean, he's gotten some big name matches.
Talks to himself in some big name matches.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been able to perform like I think he wants to, but
he's getting
to that position where you can perform. And this is the thing too. Actually, I don't admire him so much as like I understand and admire the concept of it, right? Even though he's failing, he is still fucking trying. And all these people that are talking shit about him failing, they're not even trying. Like, who have you grappled against? Who have you, you know what I mean? So you lost against super legit motherfuckers. Super legit dudes. Who are you rolling against? Oh, well, I did Naga once and I got me a belt. I'm like, oh, that's great. Not to talk shit about Naga whatsoever, but what was the name of the person? It was Joe Schmo off of, you know what I mean? That doesn't do anything for you. I'd rather, you know, I'm not saying I would rather lose against a bigger name. I'm just saying, if you're at that level or you're trying to be at that level, you gotta put yourself out there and fail a lot. And right, what if you do win?
This is the thing. It's like the whole Colin Kaepernick thing that we talked about last week. His intentions may be great, but maybe he's going about it the wrong way.
That's two totally different subjects, and I'm not.
No, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's different subjects, but the same thing.
No.
Good intentions because he wants to be out there.
Has nothing to do with
good intentions. But he's talking shit trying to get himself into it. That is not the best way to do it.
Those are not the same things. He's trying to bring light to a subject that Colin Kaepernick's trying to bring light to a subject that.
I'm not talking about the subject itself. I'm talking about the way that they're going about it.
No. I'm talking about from a professional sport type setting of trying and learning and failing. Colin Kaepernick, he's doing it for a totally different reason. Totally different reason. I'm not saying to go out there and be a political advocate. These are totally different subjects.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the way that they're going about doing things, possibly not being the best way to do it. That's what I'm saying. That's my analogy.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying then.
I don't think you understood what I said. Because it's not the same subject.
You can't compare.
Yes, I can. Because they're both going about it the wrong way.
How do you know what's the wrong way? Homeboy's getting the matches he wants. He's just failing. The other guy is just getting attention and getting Nike deals.
Well, okay. So
he's not providing an answer. What he's doing is like I'm getting awareness out there for this injustice, but he's not providing any answers. Is he taking that Nike money and doing something with it towards that specific injustice? I don't know. I'm asking a question. If he's doing something, his means justify the ends, or his ends justify the means, or whatever the fuck. How do you say that?
Ends justify the means.
His ends are justifying the means. No, I think it's the other way. Means justify the ends. His means are justifying the ends, but. With homeboy AJ, he's just putting himself out there. He's failing, and he's only going to get a certain amount of chances out there. He's not trying to make a change in the world. He's just trying to boost his name. Kaepernick is trying to make a change in the world, but I don't believe he's doing it the right way because he is doing it. I feel for attention. I feel like. He has maybe a just cause out there, but he's not providing any solutions.
Well, here's the thing.
At least any chances.
You just proved my point because you just said, in your opinion, you feel that he's not going about it the right way. And that's what I said. I don't think that AJ is going about it the right way.
How the fuck? What? AJ's not going about it the right way because you don't like the heel. And that's totally fine. But what he's doing, the way he's going about it is getting his name out there and he's getting his name into big matches. So is his way not the right way?
I don't think it is.
How is he getting these big matches then? Would he be able to get these big matches without talking all this shit?
Possibly.
Who else? Who else is not?
How do you know he's not?
And getting these matches.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do you know he won't get them because he's talking?
Well, he's getting them while he's talking, so it's working.
But how do you know if he just, you know, doesn't talk so much shit? How do you know he's not going to get them? He's a good grappler, right?
I believe he's a good grappler. Yeah, I mean, okay. I've only seen him compete at the highest level. It's hard.
If you go and compete at the highest levels and you get your name out there, then you'll get your matches.
Listen, AJ is not a Marcelo Garcia. He's not a He's not the Cyborg or Beer. He's not these kind of dudes. You know what I mean? He has to go a different route to try to get these matches. He's not these other dudes.
All right. I still don't agree with it.
Well,
that's just my opinion.
You don't agree with how he's going about it. No. It's not saying that he's not reaching his goal. He's reaching his goal in getting matches he wants. So the way he's going about it for him is good. You don't like it because he's being a dick.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
I just think that he's going about it the wrong way. Just like you said with Kaepernick.
But he's getting the matches.
Well, how do you know he's not going to get them?
What I'm saying is he's getting them by acting this way. Kaepernick is two totally different things. Maybe in a what if world he gets them by doing it the other way, like how these other guys are, like Marcelo and all these other cats.
Yeah, well, what I think Waller's trying to say is if AJ wasn't playing such a heel, yeah, you are right. He's getting the matches being the heel, but would he get more matches, invited to more tournaments?
I don't think so.
Not being the ass.
Maybe so if his grappling brought him that way, but I don't think his grappling's bringing him that way.
Maybe so. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but he's not winning.
Okay.
Well, I'm not saying about winning. I'm saying
to get those matches, typically you'd have to win like crazy, right?
He's a name, right?
Is he a name? Why is he losing all his name, right? Why is he a name?
Because he won some matches, right? Because he didn't burst out on the scene just saying, hey, I'm AJ and I'm the man.
Yeah.
He had to win some matches.
Well, I believe he won some matches.
Okay.
And then he starts saying, AJ, I'm the man, and I'll beat all these other cats.
He doesn't lose all his matches.
Just last couple.
Super legit killers. It's not his fault, man. I mean, these guys were real legit killers.
Okay. I'm not saying that he's not grappling legit killers. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I think he's just going about it the wrong way. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you can't compare Kaepernick and what he's doing with AJ. Totally different things.
I didn't say it was the same subject. I said that they were both going about things the wrong way. That was my analogy.
Okay.
And now he checked out.
I have a question. Did anybody else hear or see whatever Joe's talking about with athletes shouldn't go to chiropractors?
Who?
Joe Rogan said athletes shouldn't go to chiropractors. I just caught it. What was that about?
Oh, you haven't heard his rant? Oh, yeah.
He thinks it's a quack thing.
Fucking chiropractors are jokes.
I don't know, man.
What's his logic? He thinks it's a joke.
Because
I just saw a headline, because so I'm curious
you
what he said.
Well, because you have to think. Now, not all chiropractors, because I know you go to one. I know Art's gone to one. Amanda's kind of the same boat. She's like, no, fuck that. You don't do that. But you've got some that are, you know, putting it out there that we can cure your gluten intolerance.
Right.
We can open up your, you know, clear your allergies, leaky gut, you know, just all this really
leaky gut.
Yeah. All this or weird
leaky
fucking
butt. How do they fix that?
Yeah. No.
They adjust your tail.
Sure.
Your coccyx.
Yeah. Your coccyx. They give you the old ring dinger. But you know, if you go, you know, I don't know.
So why shouldn't professional? What's the difference? Was he like angling it at professional sports and athletes, or was
it's just a lot of people. A lot of people put a lot of faith in the chiropractic study, and if you actually go through, he had a whole. I think it was with Rhonda Patrick. No, it wasn't. It was with somebody else who was anti chiropractic, but they went through like the entire. You know that chiropractic was founded by a guy who fucking believed magnets heal or some dumb shit like that. And some of this other stuff. His son actually killed him to take over the business, and it's a sham. So he just went through those reasons. So he's like, you know, if you enjoy going to him, cool, great. You know, if you enjoy having somebody rub you down, you know, do shit like that, cool. But if you have problems,
I don't rub you down. I never had a dude rub me.
Yeah, but if you have problems, you go, you know, to PT. You go to somebody who actually went through something more than like a 6-week fucking course to fix your body.
Well, chiropractors don't go through a 6-week course.
Is it 3 weeks?
I think you need to look it up.
2 weeks. Oh, while it's only 2 weeks.
Now you're talking out your ass, guys. Yeah, don't listen to him. If you have legit back issues, you need to go see a back doctor.
Back issues. I go for everything. My fingers, my wrists, my shoulders, and he gets everything aligned and I can work again.
But then it all pops out of line.
But I have issues. It's okay. not
Yes. Well, you're a special case. You have issues.
We had this conversation downstairs last week.
Yeah.
About the whole chiropractic thing. I slipped a disc, and I was crooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the chiro, and I believe that he helped me out. I mean, granted, I don't go to the chiro all the time like a lot of people do. Yeah. But in that particular time, I believe that he helped me because I was crooked. You could see it on the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after going a couple of times, you know, I started feeling better. I mean, I was out of grappling for like 9 months because I was, you know, scared. And,
yeah, skittish. I don't want to throw that motherfucker back out.
But to me, it helped me. So, I don't know.
I do think
I can't say that it's completely a quack thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think there's aspects of it that are probably really good. But then I also think there's aspects of it that people try to sell it. You know, you have chiropractors that are trying to perform on babies. Like,
what?
Yeah, like fucking 9-month-old babies and shit like that. Like, you know, we can get rid of the colic by, you know, adjustments. And they're like, get the fuck out of here. No.
I do think with chiropractor, though, it's like almost for a lot of people, once you start going, you have to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it does become a little bit of a business.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a pain behavior. It becomes a pain behavior.
And now, you know, I love my chiropractor. He knows how my body works. He knows mm-hmm. my issues. And he has helped me through a lot of injuries. But now he's also got this, like, cool ice sculpting fat thing. And he's getting into all these other side deals.
I'm sorry, what?
It's like liposuction, but without non-invasive.
So it's like a suction vacuum thing. I don't even know. I haven't done it. I don't know.
So how do they suck the fat out?
It doesn't. What it does is ice sculpting. The ice, they basically freeze the fat, and which makes it shatter, which then makes it go through your, you know, basically into your system, and your body will get rid of it. Whereas lipo, they actually go in invasively, and they basically suck it out with a vacuum. And
is this thing proven?
I highly doubt it, but
I'm sure you can find somebody that'll write up something on it and go, yay, good stuff. Golden seal of approval.
Is there a study from Medical Journal on this?
I don't know.
A lot of places are doing it. Even cryotherapy places are doing it.
Well, if they jump off a building, you know.
You know why? Because guess what? That's a lot easier than eating the proper food, working out, actually doing something to fix your body and lose the weight and go, nah, fuck that. I can just go get this cold scope thing.
It just sounds kind of sketchy, you know what I mean?
Well, of course it is. It's a quick fix.
It's a moneymaker.
Yeah. When's the last time a quick fix actually works on your body? Rarely.
I don't know.
You got to work on that shit.
I'll go try it and let you know.
Okay.
What fat are you talking about? It's like, you're not fat.
What the fuck
is going on here?
He's jealous.
Hey, get out of here.
I can take care of it boondock style if you want to see it.
What?
I mean, if anybody needs to go and try it out to see if it does anything, it should be like me and Wallow. I mean, we're the only ones that could lose something.
Hey, watch yourself, bro. Don't be calling me fat. Don't be trying to bloody shame me on camera. Fuck up.
I don't know. These hormones have me gaining weight and lazy, and I've become like introverted. And
what?
Hormones?
A hormone.
Yeah, because I thought you said these homos. I thought you said
these homos got me gaining weight and getting lazy. I was like, homos do that now?
I was like, wow. That's aggressive.
Very crazy.
It's a new form.
Right?
I don't know. I guess if I see it in a medical journal, then I'll be like more up to believing it.
I was trying to see.
Yeah. So. I don't know. Like I said, Rogan did a podcast. He laid it out. But yeah, he's very anti chiropractor.
Yeah, I know. He's talks about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, anywho, you guys watched the fights last night?
Were there fights last night?
Yeah, Mark
Canelo.
Mark Hunt fought last night in Russia.
Oh, yeah, no, how that work out?
He lost.
No.
What, really? To the Ezekiel choke guy?
Yeah, I heard he got knocked out.
Oh, fuck.
No way.
I think it's time for, I think Mark's
what, that, really?
That Chuck Liddell head.
I don't know, man. He's in his 40s now. So, yeah, it might be time, but,
yeah,
you know, that's what we always say about guys, and then they come back with one good fight. Oh, shit, he's back. He's back. Like, I don't know, man. I'll let them decide that shit. I'm not going to say, hey, man, retire. If you want to keep fighting, fight, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's your thing.
So, yeah.
But there's going to come a point where I'm not going to want to watch you fucking get ragdolled anymore.
I also woke up to the Canelo Triple G thing.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
Canelo won. And a lot of people, it was kind of like 50-50. I was seeing, yeah, Canelo sure, you know, for sure won that one. And then other people were saying, no, Triple G won that one as well. I'm like, okay, well, cool. I'm glad y'all paid the $80, yeah, not me.
See, it seems like this is what, their third fight?
Second. The first one was a draw.
Okay. All right. So who won the first one?
It was a draw.
No. Okay. So second fight. Damn. I thought there were.
I thought there were two more.
Yeah. No. I thought there was a draw. The then I thought there was no, one.
First one was a draw. And this one was the second one.
Okay.
So
there's going to be a third.
I don't know. Quite possibly.
Well, I mean, if the numbers are there and people pay fucking $80, yeah, there'll be a third.
I don't know, man. I was not going to pay fucking $80 for that.
Well, no.
It seems like, you know, they don't build a lot of stars in boxing.
Not anymore.
So it's always the same guys. You know, the UFC is also kind of the same way. They're not building stars like they used to. You know, they don't. There's very good guys out there, but they're not pushing them into the limelight.
They don't
tell you their stories.
And I think they keep betting on the wrong ones. Like, yeah. I think they were real high on Till. Till was going to be the guy.
Until.
Yeah.
Until he got. Pun intended. Until.
Until fucking Woodley.
Woodley got a hold of him.
Yeah.
And then earned his black belt. What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Black belt-y.
But like I was telling Wallow the other night, man, after reading some of Dana's comments and interviews and stuff like that and Woodley's stuff.
Yeah, he don't like him at all.
Man, if Woodley ever loses, you might as well go ahead and move on over to fucking... someplace
Bellator.
Yeah, because you ain't ever coming back into the UFC.
And he probably make way more money too.
Mm-hmm. Why is Dana not like Woodley again?
I don't know.
I think it's
because
he doesn't
fight.
He doesn't go out there and do barn burners. He fights smart. He doesn't go out there and put his lead with his head.
That and he's not a yes sir kind of guy.
I'm thinking it's more of he's not a yes sir because he finishes fights. What the one he didn't finish was the Wonder Boy one,
and the Damian Maya one.
Yeah.
He didn't finish that one either.
But that's a hard one to finish too, though.
Yeah, but he fought them both smart.
He's fighting top guys.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't go in there willy-nilly and get fucking record.
No, but that's what Dan wants.
Didn't he go after the second one with Wonderboy? He was like, dude, that was like the least amount of strikes in any fight ever.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the least amount of strikes ever.
No, but Dana was...
That was a title fight or whatever.
Derek Lewis and fucking...
Well, they fucking Ngannou threw six punches.
So...
Yeah, that was bad, too.
Yeah, that was bad, too. But no, Dana did say that it was for a title fight the last time he fought.
I don't know. I didn't see the stats. I didn't see the comparison. I mean,
it goes both ways. It's not just Woodley.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Well, come on. Yeah, because in that fight, the other dude had even less, like, even attempted strikes. But he said something to Woodley about it.
Yeah. So I know, I mean, Dana and Woodley haven't gotten along for, what, 3 years? Going on something like that. Yeah. So,
I'll just be your champion until I fucking quit.
Yeah. And that's what'll happen. He'll either quit or he'll lose, and then once he loses, Dana will never he won't be able to come back.
He's in a contract with him right now, right? I mean,
yeah, but I mean, contracts you can buy out or penalize out.
Bro, you know how the UFC is. They're not going to release anybody.
No. I mean, fuck, I think Mir had to take him to court just to get him to let him off of his contract.
No, he didn't take him to court.
Well, how did I know it wasn't a? No, it wasn't a cut and dry deal.
He was just done. No. I think he's almost done.
No, there was. I remember listening to an interview with him last year talking about how fucking hard it was to he had to approach because when he was under contract, he couldn't even go overseas and commentate. That was, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember now.
So, and he had to go through all the bullshit to get. Fucking let go. Let me go so I can make fucking money.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing, man. It's like, oh, if we don't eat, then you're not going to eat. It's
like, yeah, that's what they do. Motherfuckers,
you're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
You think letting one of these older guys go is going to affect you in any way?
And all he was doing was commentating.
Yeah.
It wasn't fighting.
Yeah.
So, like...
But that's the thing. Like, going back to they're not pushing guys. They're not telling their story. They're not making them relatable to the fan.
Well, they're telling the fucking Khabib Conor story right now.
Well, they're already established.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think they're blowing up Khabib a little bit more now, though, because they weren't actually really blowing up Khabib before that. But I think it's because of the Conor phenomenon.
Well, they're...
Phenomenon.
They're hoping that this is going to be the biggest pay-per-view ever.
It's
so they should be doing something.
I'm fucking buying it.
Well, they should because you got all of Russia and all of Ireland and all of America fucking wanting to buy it.
Yeah, that's
true. This should be the biggest ever. You got three countries, big countries.
Well, you got a guy that hasn't fought in 2 years coming back, you know, and he was basically a dual champion.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
October 6th.
That's interesting right there. It's like, what can he do? Has he improved anything? What is he doing to?
That montage looked sick as fuck.
Which one?
Connor's montage, this new one.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You didn't see it?
I haven't been watching.
I think I saw it.
There's somebody who's been at the AKA gym that does YouTube videos. Like, they were doing, like, the road to the UFC with Cormier. And, dude, watching – well, you know, and Khabib's at AKA now training and watching their training sessions and watching all the fucking Russians going over there doing the classes. And, God, I don't understand how so many people just don't like DC because you see him in these classes. I mean, fuck, he's a fucking champ. What's he doing on a Tuesday? He's teaching kids class, kids wrestling class, you know, having a fucking hell of a time with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, come on, dude. Champ. He could be a prick and be like, no, I'm too big to teach a kids class.
What I'm interested in is TJ Dillashaw and Henry Cejudo. Because TJ was talking about dropping to 125 and that he can make the weight easy. And then after he does that, if he wins,
champ,
he'll be champ, but he wants to go up to 145.
Oh, so he's going to try to go champ.
Champ. Mm. Yeah.
I think TJ could do it, man. He's on a fucking run right now.
Well, you know, he lost, let's see, to who? To Dominic Cruz when he lost the belt. And then he's won everything after that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's on a run.
Yeah, like he was talking on Rogan, what he's doing as far as the diet, you know, the recovery, everything. Like they have he has a new gym with some guys.
Yeah, it's in California.
With one of them is Cub Swanson, Aaron Pico, and a couple other guys. Mm-hmm. And it's strictly a pro gym. It's for them to train, and they have like kids classes to keep the lights on. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no profit in it. They're not doing it for the money.
No, you're doing it to break even to keep the lights on for the pros.
Right. And so they can train and not have the issues that they have at Jackson Wink.
Yep.
That you have, you know, fucking bums coming off the street trying to spar, you know, the pros.
Yeah. Even Mike Perry in the interview confirmed that. He's like, yeah, no, we'll let any motherfucker come in. You want to pay your money? Pay your money. We'll beat your ass. And it's like your fucking money mill. I mean, hey, you know what? Your gym, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Listen, you gotta make money.
But the thing is if that's where your pros aren't gonna, you are not the mecca that people are going to fucking come to anymore.
Listen, the pro classes have always been for pros.
Yeah, you know? As it should be.
You don't put a guy who's, oh, I think I want to see where I'm at.
Yeah,
and put him against, you know, fucking pros.
No.
So
that'd be like me coming to the training yard to fucking spar. Yeah, that'd be fun.
You could.
Yeah, and get my fucking ass kicked all over the mat.
Fine.
But, I'd be fine.
That's for everybody though.
Yeah. Go fucking, you know, get my blood.
They don't have like a pro only.
Like going to a fight team fucking sparring session.
If at any point they felt like they needed a pro class.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the pros to spar, then you probably be like, you're not, you know.
Yeah, you ain't invited.
You ain't invited to this because you're not a pro.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are going to go a little bit harder than, you know.
Then you're ready to go.
Yeah, so.
You know, it was a bad week this week in the gym. Though,
for who?
For me.
Why?
Because I got hit in the nuts Monday, and I got hit in the fucking nuts on Friday.
Oh, poor you.
Sucked. Andrew fucking caught me with a shin, and Art caught me with a pad.
Oh.
Yeah. Slam that motherfucker into me.
Did you kick him in the huevos?
Listen, man. Okay. Let me explain what happened here.
My defense was bad. I paid for it.
So, at the end of the strike fit, right? And a lot of times I have them doing teeps. I have them doing punch combinations in the pads while they're doing what I call death, where they're doing these down-ups and just chopping feet and down-ups just repeatedly over and over and over again for like, you know, a minute or two. I mean, it's hard, right? And as I would go down the line, I have them hit these certain combinations of teeps or kicks or rounds or whatever it may be. Well, in this specific case, is you would have to like pop back up right away and defend yourself between a strike from a blocking pad from either over the top or underneath the bottom or straight at you or whatever. But it's just to kind of get your hands up. As soon as like you come off of the ground, you have to be in a fighting stance ready to block and defend yourself. Well, I swing at an upward angle from right to left, and Chris like stands there.
No, I got my hands up, but I got him up to. I didn't get him up in time.
Puts his pelvis forward, and it hits him right on the D with the side of the
the corner of the fucking pad, the
corner of the big ass shield block pad, and he goes. Durr! And he made out this scream, and everybody else was like, "Oh my god!" They start getting up and down faster, and he's like, oh, "I'm dying." I was like, it's really a pad, bro. And you're like, man, I'm dying. I'm peeing blood out my toes. And I was like, it doesn't even work like that. That's not how you pee blood. And
you couldn't have heard all that from all the laughter against the wall.
Then everybody else is like laughing at Chris. Yeah. And Chris is like grabbing his knees like, ah, I'm hurting so bad.
Why were you grabbing your knees?
Because he's a weirdo.
I don't know. I'm learning all this as you're learning it, Wallo.
I've been grabbing my nuts.
Well, it might have been his nuts. I might have replaced nuts with knees.
Yeah, who knows?
He's grabbing his nuts.
I have no idea what I did now.
He's like, oh my God.
I mean, I thought I was like, kind of just went, fuck, and that hurt, and we continued on. I didn't know I did all that.
And everybody's laughing at you. And
I don't know. You don't strike me like the type that said, oh, that fucking sucked. Let's keep going.
Yeah, he cried the whole time. Amanda stopped.
That's on spot, right?
Yeah, Amanda was pointing and laughing. Amanda was
doing jumping jacks, and she, like, stopped, points, and laughs at him. And he's like, ah! And everybody else blocked it beautifully.
Well, see, what's weird is Amanda wasn't even there Monday.
And that was the end of time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
It might have been Tuesday. I can't remember.
Yeah, no. Cool story, bro.
It's been a whole week.
Yeah. Whole week, cool story, bro.
A lot of shit has happened in that time, you know what I mean? I can't remember you getting hit in the nuts once.
By you.
I mean. I don't know.
So the Jacks are playing the Patriots right now.
Are they? What's the score? Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
How are they doing?
Let's find out.
I'm checking.
Now, this is, while you're checking, this is going to be a fucking stacked card.
Is that the number one?
We're talking about the Connor?
Yeah, the 229. That's Ferguson, Pettis, OSP versus Reeves, Lewis against some Russian.
Oh yeah, that's stacked.
Waterson,
against some Russian.
Well, it's Volkov, Waterson, and Herring fighting. So,
oh really?
Yeah, get Cephalus. O'Malley's fighting. That'll be good. Pettis is the Pettis brothers are fighting on this card.
Wait, is he fighting Tony Ferguson?
Yes.
Oh,
and then you've got the other Pettis fighting Formiga.
Hey, you know it's. You know who I've been Instagram I've been liking to watch lately is Paige Van Zandt. Have you guys been watching hers?
No, I don't follow her.
Why? Because she got new titties?
No, stop. Well, she does have new titties, by the way. But she can dance.
She's been on Dancing with the Stars.
She can really dance.
Yeah, or just like, what's that?
She did well on
that
show.
All she wants to do is dance, dance, dance.
But she's doing like this like crazy flying kicks and all, so it's kind of cool. Check it out. You don't know, now you know.
Check it out, bro.
Bro, it's so hot.
Really?
It's so hot.
I mean, it's kind of hot.
I'm like sweating.
And if I'm saying that, it's hot.
If I had some talcum, I'd sprinkle it on my face.
Maybe I'm just used to it.
Yeah, I think we're used to it by now. Yeah. But it's okay. I get it. It is a little hot.
I mean, the only other thing I could do would be bring the fan, put it over there, and have it blowing across y'all. But I think that'd be too loud.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's why I've got it in the stairway, pulling cold air up.
Where's the AC at?
AC's on that wall coming across. So, but what we're going to look at doing is probably next year, I'm going to get just a standalone AC unit, and I'll put it in the door of the bathroom and have it cooling, extra cooling. Because, I mean, we only have to do this for 3 months. So we've only got about another 3 or 4 weeks before the temperature will start coming down a little better.
My ears are sweating. It's bananas.
Well, you're active. See, the rest of us all kind of sit in our chairs and chill and talk and all like that. And you over there fucking jumping jacks and goddamn assaulting the mic stand and everything else. And yeah, it's nuts.
He runs hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Run hot.
Every time you leave, I have to fucking fix the damn stand and tighten all the screws up and shit.
Mm-hmm. I can't find the fucking score. Who gives a fuck anyway?
Man, fuck. Here. Fuck. Fuck football, man. Who watches that bullshit anyways?
I do sometimes. I don't, you know.
Is it because of Colin?
Yes. A guy who's been out of the league for like, what, fucking 3 years? Yeah. Just because of him, bro.
Hey, listen, man. He's still making his money, though. Look at Nike. Look it up, Nike.
Good for him.
They play at 4:25.
Yeah. They play at 4?
4:25.
Oh, so. I thought it was at 1:30.
No, 4:25. So right. It's 3 o'clock now. So we'll probably finish this in 30 minutes. And then we'll edit, dip, and you can go watch the game.
Man, I want to go buy a bag of chips, ice cream, soda, kombucha, sushi, pizza.
Wow.
I had sushi last night.
Oh, yeah? How are you eating rice?
What do you mean?
Gluten or rice?
There's no gluten in rice.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Rice is not wheat.
I thought there was gluten in rice.
Nope.
Let's see. Hey, Siri.
Yeah, right.
Is rice gluten free?
If they add any seasonings, it can be. If it's manufactured, it can be. If it's, manufactured in the same factory. But, like, jasmine rice is what I tend to eat.
It's jasmine rice.
All rice in its natural form is gluten free. Includes brown rice, white rice, wild rice.
It's just how it's processed or
jasmine rice flavor. Contains 90% gluten and 10% synthetic wheat.
There you go.
So it's not gluten free.
It is gluten free.
But I guess jasmine considered not Google. A natural rice.
Google is fake news.
Damn you, Google.
Because
the bag I have says gluten free.
All right. So how much sushi did you eat?
How much? I have a roll of Philadelphia.
That's not real sushi.
I know.
I don't give a fuck. It tastes good.
I love fucking it. Chris is like, listen, man, I'm from Callahan. I know real fucking sushi, bro. Let me tell you.
Bro, nah, my dad took me to real sushi.
We ain't doing no California rolls. You think there's a goddamn California roll in Japan? Goddamn no. I need some talcum powder.
Jesus Christ, bro. Rubbing one out while you're doing that?
Definitely not posting that on Facebook.
That's not how I rub it out, man. Look.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There I am. Oh, got to get some air up in there. If you didn't know, now you know. If that's what you're looking for, you got it.
Need to edit over that and put something else.
Oh, no.
Put a big sensor sign over that.
I'm deleting that episode from Facebook.
That's right where he went crazy.
Don't worry, we'll just animate shorts. It.
Yeah. Animate the shit out of that. Yeah. You pull out a dragon.
Yeah, we'll just animate
this dragon right here. He pulled out his dragon and started.
Yeah, let's just call it a day.
What?
Yeah. Let's just call
it
a day.
You guys done?
Wallow is.
Wallow, are you done?
I think I am.
You're quick, bro.
Wow. Boy, that just went right off the cliff for Wallow. He's like, yeah, man, we're cool. Oh, okay, fuck it, we're done.
Is that all it takes? That's it, man. It is.
Matter of fact, let me stop the stream right now.
Oh, wow. Are you really?
No.
We're going to delete that episode.
Why?
It's still red art.
Still over there.
Why are you deleting that episode?
Because.
Did you not just see what
you
did in there?
Yeah. You can't be gyrating on camera.
It replayed for us.
Yeah, bro.
It was the shorts. I just moved my shorts.
It was not just a move. Just shorts.
That's all I grabbed was my shorts.
I was offended.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
I'm fine. Erase that shit then.
That was sexist.
He's triggered. He wants some dick now.
Triggered. I think they call that turned on, sir.
Is that what it is? Outraged.
They call that turned on.
Chris, were you turned on?
Hey, man, no. Going back to the beginning of what we said, you can't necessarily believe everything that you see.
I'm sorry, then what just happened?
You can't necessarily believe everything that you read.
Explain to us what just happened then.
What happened was...
Because he's on camera.
There was a somersault. Yeah, because it's on camera it happened.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you see that other camera where it was a stump double that jumped over here and swished it out?
It's called evidence.
Anderson Cooper's here.
Yeah.
Whoa. Two totally different fucking things there.
Are we going to get him
Let's
on two
back
different.
The fuck up. Let's back the fuck up. Listen, I'm not fucking around with weather here. Okay. Well, kind of. It's hot as shit.
He's fucking around with his nuts. That's what he's doing.
I'm going to get y'all two little girls fucking spray bottles and shit, fans. Y'all can spritz yourself.
I don't know about no spray bottles and fans, man, but I could use some AC. How about that?
All right. Let's just call it a day. I don't think we're going to have anything else.
You tired, bro? You tired? Tired? I'm just getting started.
Oh, well, you're about a fucking hour late.
How am I an hour late? Was I not here the whole damn time?
No, you should. No.
No, you say you're just getting started. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're just getting started, then, you know.
It'd be different if we did 3 hours, bro.
Yeah. No, we're not
doing. We're not doing 3 hours?
No, no, we don't do threes.
So we're getting margaritas?
What?
Margaritas.
You're buying?
All right.
Try it out.
Try it out. Here we go. See what fits. Yeah. Frozen? Because I need to cool down.
Bro, just get him a pack of ice so he can put it on his nuts.
On my nuts. Or armpits. Okay. Whatever.
Next time I'll make sure you have a little ice pack there under the fucking under the table for you.
Yeah. On the table. I see you got your mechanical massage over there. That thing has deep penetration. No.
Yeah.
Bang. How the fuck?
Use it on my thighs. It
plugs in the wall, man. Things look strong.
No, it's batteried.
It's batteried?
Yeah.
It's all that cordage.
For the battery?
No, that's for the computer.
Oh.
That's the brick for the computer. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going south.
Yeah.
Picking up
yeah.
what's laying down now.
Yeah, we're just, this is where people start.
Listen,
like,
man, this is where you start.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love me.
Because I understand where the podcast is going up and when it's going down.
You sometimes, don't know, man. No, he doesn't, because there's a lot of times he's like, listen, man, this podcast is crap. Look, he's grabbing Legos and he's running it through the mic. And then afterwards, you're like, dude, that thing was fucking awesome. It's so fucking funny.
No, I didn't say it was awesome.
So fucking funny. You're so funny, Art. I didn't expect that to be funny. Because we see you from real life, but from the camera, it looks dope. Saying. Fuck. It's been busy week, man. It's been real busy week.
Tell us about it.
It's like juggling.
What's wrong?
It's like juggling a lot of things.
We know there's something wrong.
Sometimes you got to juggle.
You're just not telling us.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. What is wrong is that we have to be nice to people that we shouldn't have to be nice to.
Well, why? I don't understand. Why are you being nice to people that you shouldn't be nice to?
Because the law says you can't not be nice to them.
What law is that?
Well, like, the one says, like, listen, man, you know, somebody can do something really, really wrong to you, but you're not allowed to shoot them.
Well, that's totally different. Yeah. You're talking about being nice.
Yeah, me being nice is not shooting you.
Oh, well, thank you for being nice to me all these years.
Well, jeez. You know. And what I mean shooting, I mean like, you know, giving you the finger. That's what I mean. Just to clarify.
Nothing Andrew, illegal.
Got you, bro.
You know, he's probably going to lose his shit when he hears this shit.
What are you talking about? He can't listen to this thing.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, that's the reason I'm going to take that Jew dragon down, and I'm going to put this dragon up.
Okay.
This is going to be the good dragons. He's white. And then I'm going to make another dragon. He's going to be blue. Because if I said black, people would take that wrong. So the blue dragon will be bad because he'll be like the Ice Walkers. He'll be like, you know, from Game of Thrones. And then the white dragon will be the good dragon.
Well, what about the blue people?
I think we lost him, bro.
Yeah. Dude, Game of Thrones needs to come back quickly for him.
That's what I'm saying, man. I only got one more season left. That's all I need. One season. Let's close this bitch out. Move on to the next. I want to see Duncan the Egg.
Huh?
Duncan and the Egg.
What the fuck is that?
Aegon. Aegon Targaryen. Duncan. You don't know the prequel? You definitely don't.
What are they? Are they Jesus shooting? Are they doing a Christ. Game of Thrones prequel series?
Prequels, yeah, prequels.
Okay,
you never heard of the Duncan? The Egg?
I'd have to. I remember. I've only read the books.
YouTube that shit. YouTube.
Okay.
Well, yeah. If you read it, then you should know who Duncan and Aegon is.
I know Aegon. I didn't know Duncan. The Duncan's name's not remembering. So that's fine. I'll just go back through and reread.
Smell bullshit.
No. It's also been 3 years since I read the first book of fucking seven.
3 years is not that long of a time. Your brain is real smart.
Dude, 3 years is a good fucking stretch for books.
I know you're actually right, because you know when I read that one book and the series came out, I could have swore I saw the series, but then I remembered I read the book. But yeah. It was a lot alike, man. The descriptions are pretty solid. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job. I mean, granted, like throughout the further seasons, they kind of like...
They skipped a couple things that really pissed me off.
They had a they couldn't put it all in there for sure.
Yeah, but there was the one key point that really fucking pissed me off that I lost it was when they did not bring back Ned Stark's wife.
Oh, fucking lady,
because her part in the book was fucking great. That whole scene in the book was really fucking good, where she gets her revenge. And I don't understand why they completely skipped that storyline.
Yeah, what was the title of that? Was it Lady Grey? It was Lady something.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had a slit throat. She wasn't able to talk and she was able to point.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's not in the fucking series, really. After Red Wedding,
it wasn't. What it the wasn't fuck? In the reason, I think the reason is that they described why it wasn't.
Where? Who?
The writers, the other writers, not R.R. Martin, because you know it's the other writers that wrote.
Yeah.
A lot of this, right?
I know.
So, because of the way that the whole thing was set up, like it just didn't fit the time frame. It didn't fit what they needed to do, and it didn't overall change the ending.
No, but I don't know. I still think you should. Now, granted, they have done some fan service for everybody and shit like that, but that was just kind of one of the fan services where I think they missed the boat.
Well, it's because it was something that you wanted.
Well, maybe. I mean, I like that scene, but whatever. I was just a little disappointed that they did not show that. Because that was the whole reason why I started watching Game of Thrones, because I'd already read some of the books, so I actually wanted to start seeing the books put into visual. So I was like, this will be cool, you know, because the Hound, you know, sounded really cool in the book. I want to see the fucking Hound on the screen, you know, shit like that. And so then when you see these scenes, you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to see that. And then they just
like go, Clegane Bowl.
And yeah, no, fuck that scene. We're not doing that.
There might be Clegane Bowl. You don't know.
Maybe.
Probably in this last season, to be honest.
So, all right, let's cut it.
No, what?
No, Wallow's gone, bro. Wallow's gone.
You at, Wallow?
Dude, his literally, as we were talking about that, his eyes fucking fell out. The only thing kept his eyes in was his glasses.
Well, that's how I feel when you guys start talking about fucking football. But yeah, I hang
we
in
talk
there,
about football.
But I hang in there like time. A champion.
Yeah, we talk about football every
no,
day.
No, hold on. Whoa. You do not hold in there like a kinda, fucking champion, bro. Do. You go do. Straight to the back of the chair, phone in hand. Ooh, Snapchat. Ooh, Instagram. That is not hanging in like a champ.
Bro. How do you know I'm on Snapchat or Instagram? What if I'm not on Snapchat or Instagram? What if I'm on Facebook? My favorite social media ever.
Same thing. You're not engaged. He's not engaged right now.
Guys, in case you didn't know, I'm being very sarcastic. I don't like Facebook at all. Hate it.
And on that note, goodbye.
No, don't go by yet. No. We're not done.
What do you got left?
I'm not done.
What do you got left?
Are we going to get some slushies? What's going on here? Important questions, bro. I want these people to know we went and got slushies afterwards, or we didn't get slushies afterwards. Can't leave them hanging.
Okay, are you going to go get slushies? I'm not. I'm staying here.
He's out, bitch.
Yeah. So, Wally, you going to go get slushies?
That's drinking. That's drink, yes.
Bitch.
That's drinking.
This is bitch.
Three fingers is drink.
Yeah, but I have two.
That's two.
Favorite flavor is chocolate.
I bet it is.
You should have said vanilla.
I don't know. Vanilla. Ooh. Shizu taught me vanilla.
Who?
How about you get on the fucking mic?
My daughter has not taught me vanilla yet.
But she told her favorite flavor is chocolate, huh?
Pizza.
Okay, let's go.
No, she hasn't even done apple yet. I'm like, that's number one.
First time you guys did apple, you fucked up everything.
Pretty much.
What?
I don't know.
Right. Oh my God, Becky.
Again, on that note,
slushy.
We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Jesus.